podcast. I'm your host, Shannon Thompson, and this is my little corner of the internet where I intentionally help you build a life that you are actually obsessed with. And this episode is going to be my AMA series, my Ask Me Anything, which I actually did a question box on my stories this week, and I was flooded and inundated with so many incredible questions that I could not answer them all on my stories. So I thought, you know what? For those who I missed, I am going to bring it over to the podcast, and you'll see that the next few episodes will revolve around all of the missed questions from the question box. So if your question didn't get answered on my stories, it will be answered here in this AMA series. Now, I thought the best way to do this would be to kind of like categorize them. So that is how my brain works. So today's AMA is going to be all around parenting and our family routine. You had so many of you guys had so many questions around like what our routine and rituals look like as a family, some parenting mindset things. So that's what this episode will be about. But I did want to let you know that the other episodes that I've got coming are going to be all around mindset, business, marketing, money and wealth as well, and astrology and energetics, of course. So I have categorized them all so that they're all perfectly in episodes that you can pick and choose in regards to what topics you love. So let's get straight into it. Now, before we do begin, I do have to let you know that our metrics show that 83% of those who listen don't actually follow the show. So I wanted to ask you, whether you're watching this on YouTube or Spotify, or you're listening to it on one of your favorite podcast apps, I would love for you to hit that follow or subscribe button. It really does mean so much. It supports this channel so much. And my intention for this year is to really bring you some incredible guests to the show, which I've got a few lined up. So excited to bring those to you. But yeah, I guess the more that number grows, the more opportunities this podcast has to bring incredible conversations to your ears. Plus, if you follow and subscribe, you'll just automatically get the episode appear in your feed without you having to go and look for it. Okay, so without further ado, let's do some parenting questions. So the first question I had, which I'm just going to bring up here, was 3.5-year-olds. Challenges with them. It says, when they're not listening, how do you stay calm? This is such a relevant question for me because I have a nearly 4-year-old. He's turning 4 next month. Now, I just want to preface by saying I am not a parenting expert and I am not the perfect parent. I'm definitely very conscious of how I parent and language around Rui, what we allow and don't allow. Even like schooling, which there was a question about schooling, which I will definitely get into, but we have definitely made some very, I'm not going to say alternative decisions, although others would call them alternative. They're not alternative. They're just supportive and age appropriate decisions around how we want to bring him up and how we want to teach him and guide him. And so yes, 3.5-year-old, it gets a little bit hectic. It gets a little bit crazy, but I honestly love this age so much. I literally say every single day, I wish I could just bottle it up. And yes, it can be challenging, but I also believe that it's how you look at it. So this is just solely my opinion, and I am going to share all of my favorite parenting podcasts that I listen to, and I always have them on in the car. I have them on in the car when he's in the back because I want him to be learning as well, and he soaks in so much information. They hear everything. So I listen to parenting podcasts when I'm driving, sometimes if I feel like it when I'm on a walk, but generally when I'm driving is when I listen to them. And let's face it, we don't always feel like listening to a parenting podcast, but when I'm like, if something's happened and I really need to learn, or I'm trying to find like advice on, something really like weird happened, I don't know if I did that correctly or like could I have done it better. Or even when topics come up, I'm like, oh, that's relevant. I'll save them and listen to them later on when they're appropriate for me to listen to. So 3.5-year-olds, I believe that parenting is really here to teach us how to surrender, to let go of control. And this age is so incredible for reflecting back to you where you are trying to control the situation. So I'll give you an example of how this has come out for me. So sometimes, like, you know, when we've got a plan for the day, maybe I'm taking him to bush kindy or a swimming lesson or something, and it's like it starts at 8 and it's like 7:45, and I'm like, come on, Rui, like, let's go, mate. You are taking your sweet ass time. I don't say that. In my head, I'm like, oh my God. And I'm like, get your shoes. What toys do you want to take? Like, where's your backpack? Where's your water bottle? And I really sense myself starting to rush, and I start getting into like this really like self-inflicted emergency. It's about the time, it's about being on time, and we don't want to be late, and what are they going to think if we're late, and we don't want to miss out on the lesson, and blah blah blah, right? All the BS that goes on in your head about being on time. So all of a sudden I'm getting in this rush, and my energetics is all of a sudden shifted to like this lower frequency. And they feel everything from the moment they are born. And I've always said this, when, you know, when you see children who are like really naughty, or they're really like loud and crazy, and you're just like, that is an energetics thing. Like there's nothing wrong with it. But I believe that they are sponges to their environment, and whether it's their parents that energetically are not in a good headspace, or they're fighting heaps, or they're not happy with their lives, or they're always angry, if they're self-judgmental, self-critical, like, your kids see and feel everything. And I really feel like a very well-regulated child comes from a very well-regulated parent. Whenever I hang out with regulated kids, like, I see their parents are very regulated. And what I mean by that is they put themselves first. They have a harmonious relationship with the partner, or if they're single parents, they just have a harmonious energy in the home. They work out, they look after themselves, they eat really well, they have high self-worth. Like, all those things matter. Your energetics as a parent matters so much. And so when I see a child who starts to get like really antsy and like out of control, or like in this instance, I think the question was, how do you stay calm? Like, when they're not listening, they're not listening because you're not listening, right? And I'll go back to the example of when I'm trying to rush Rui out the door. I'm not listening to his needs in that moment. I'm just like in my head about how late I'm going to be, and I'm trying to control the situation. I'm trying to control him. Don't do that. Put that down. Get off the couch. Stop jumping on that. Blah, 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 blah. Right? Like, I catch myself all the time, because I notice the moment that I'm in control, trying to be in control of him and what he's doing and what he's saying and where he's playing and what he's touching and all those things, he all of a sudden is like, well, you're not listening, so I'm not listening. And it's not a conscientious thing. They're 3.5 years old. Their brain is literally 3.5 years old. It is learning constantly every single day. And so, like, when they have a tantrum, or they come back home after a day out, maybe you went to a barbecue, or they were at like a kindergarten or something, and they come back and they're really dysregulated at home, the reason is not because you've done anything. In that instance, like, maybe they've been in care all day, maybe they're just dysregulated from having a really big, like, high stimulation day. And it's our job as parents to be just curious in every moment, whether it's you that's dysregulated or them that's dysregulated. There is what is called co-regulation, and it is the best thing I've ever learned, because I notice when he's not listening, or he's dysregulated, or he's like super stimulated, I'm like, okay, I'm just going to get very curious here. Why? Why is he like that? What's happening? Is it me? Is it him? And I just always just get down onto Rui's level, always sit on the floor with him, eye to eye. If he's up for a cuddle, like, I'll definitely involve touch. His love language is touch, but sometimes he's like, don't touch me. Like, I'm so angry, like, I'm not listening, right? And he's like, he literally does this with his arms. If you're watching, he's like, get away from me. So I'll just respect that, and I'll just say, that's okay, we don't have to touch, let's just talk. Like, I can see that you are feeling big emotions right now. Can you tell me what's going on? And he'll always say, yeah, I have big emotions. And I'm like, that's okay. Like, I get big emotions sometimes too. Can you tell me, did something happen at home or somewhere else to make you feel these emotions? And I don't know about your child who sent this in, but Rui is like so good at communicating what's going on. And I think it's just come from constantly giving him the space and the opportunity to tell me why he's not listening. And he'll say, like, I'm really angry at you because, and it'll be something like, you put my shoes on and I wanted to put my shoes on. Or I didn't want to pick that t-shirt. I wanted to choose my own t-shirt. And it's like, oh my God, I'm controlling him. Right? So it's always like a reflection back to me of like, Shani, slow down. And I saw this really good reel on Instagram the other day, and I've been using it since I've watched it. It was literally like a 20-second clip of like a mum, like in all different scenarios with her children, and like her just saying like, this is not an emergency. This is not an emergency. This is not an emergency. And I actually love it because if I'm rushing out the door, or if I'm trying to get him to like choose an outfit to put on, or if I'm trying to get him to put his shoes on or pack his toys away or whatever, and I find myself in that, I'm trying to control this situation, I'm trying to control you, I'm trying to make you go faster or whatever, I'm like, oh, this is not an emergency. Like, it is not a goddamn emergency that he needs to put his shoes on so quickly. It is not an emergency to get to swimming at 8 a.m. on the clock. It is not an emergency to get to drop off on time. Like, I can drop him off late, who cares? So I'm constantly catching myself, and I've noticed that when Rui is not listening, it's because I'm not listening. And so I just get very curious about that. And I'll ask myself some questions first, and then I'll always get down on his level and just ask him and get very curious about why he's behaving the way he's behaving. And we always end up having a really great conversation. The conversation goes a few ways. He will say to me like, I just need some space. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to give you some space, and then we'll circle back. Or he'll say like, yeah, we can be friends again now, and hug it out. Or it's literally like, he'll just say like, let me put my shoes on, and I will just have to be like, yep, okay, you're right. Like, I don't have to do that for you. So I don't know if that helps, but I did want to share some of my favorite parenting podcasts, because everything that I just said is not from me, like my brain. That is literally from me and my lived experience in learning like what to do in situations when I have felt like I'm failing as a parent. So here they are. Some of my favorite parenting podcasts are Parenting Anew with Dr. Shefali. What I love about her is she just gives it to you straight. She always reminds you that whatever issue you have going on with your children is actually a reflection of an issue you are having, or an issue you have that you have not healed or overcome, or yeah, like done the workaround. So I love her for that, because I'm just like, oh, every time. It has nothing to do with my kid. It's always got to do with me. Another one is called Unruffled with Janet Lansbury. It's all about respectful parenting. Good Inside with Dr. Becky. I love her. I think she's hilarious. And then there's another one called The Mindful Mama Podcast, Raising Kind, Confident Kids Without Losing Your Cool Parenting Strategies. This is a really good one, Robot Unicorn. This is a couple. She's like I think she's a child psychologist or something. Like, she's incredibly intelligent when it comes to development of all the different ages. And then her husband, who is not in the field, he comes on as kind of like devil's advocate to be like, well, why don't you hit? Or why don't we yell? Or why don't we do timeout? Like, what's the reason? And she'll always give you like the research and the data behind why those things don't work. And then the last one is Raising Good Humans with Dr. Eliza. That's a really good one as well. Oh, there is one here called Simple Families, the podcast, but they haven't released an episode in a long time, but you can always go back and, you know, look at their old episodes. And again, same situation. These guys haven't released an episode in a long time, but you can binge all their content. It's called Parenting Beyond Discipline with Erin Royer. They're my favorite parenting podcast. So I just like, yeah, that's where I get my parenting advice. And of course, books. Okay, there's another question here that was all around, what are you guys planning on doing with Rui's schooling? So I don't know yet. I haven't decided. I get asked all the time, so what school is he on the wait list for? And I'm like, no school, which is probably like really bad because, yeah, he's 4 next month and apparently schools have massive waiting lists and I probably should have put him on a waiting list when he was born. But honestly, I've never been sure if I want to put him in traditional schooling. I have nothing like bad to say about traditional schooling. I had an incredible schooling experience. I had beautiful friends, great teachers. I went to an amazing school. My parents worked really hard to send us to like a really good private school here on the Gold Coast. I have nothing bad to say about the schooling system. I just don't feel like Rui will thrive in a schooling environment, like being in four walls 5 days a week. I know there's lots of breaks and I know there's like they, especially as when they're younger, I know like there's obviously the curriculum, but then there's also like learning through play and things like that and songs and reading and all those things. I know that all of this very well, but I just feel intuitively that it just won't serve him. In saying that, if he ever was to say to me, I want to go to school, I will totally respect that and send him to school. But for now, yeah, we've got him in a really beautiful family daycare, which I'm so happy with, Thursday, Friday. And then I'm just about to like change up his third day in care. He was doing a beach kindy on a Tuesday. And that's beautiful. It was just like till 2 o'clock and they literally hang out at the beach and play nature all day. Still looking whether to send him there next term or just replace it with like a bush kindy at a farm or something like that. But yeah, for now, like he's just in care 3 days a week. I know he should be in kindy technically this year. I've gone to a few kindies and nothing sat right with me. Like I don't need him in care. Like I work from home very minimally. So I'm very happy with him being at home with me most of the time. I've sent him to the care that he's in for socialization. Like he's that age now where it's appropriate for him to be in care. It's appropriate for him to learn socialization skills like with other kids. So he's like in care more for him and for me to like, yeah, work out, get my hair done, have facials, like do all that, do a bit of fun, creative work. But I don't need him in care more than what he is in right now. And I also, I'm not convinced that, I'm not convinced on kindergarten yet. So that's my honest like thoughts on it. So when people ask me like, what are you going to do with Rui in school? I have no idea yet. I've considered homeschooling, but I don't want to do homeschooling. There's actually like a couple of really cool independent schools around the Gold Coast that do like 4 days a week, 3 days a week. So I'm looking at them. There's another like school here on the Gold Coast that does half days, which I really love the sound of. So I don't know. The answer to that is I have no idea. I will, if I was to send him to traditional school, I will keep him back a year anyway, just because like research shows that boys should start later. And plus he's born in April. So if he was to start school next year, like proper, like big boys school, whatever it's called. I don't even know what it's called. Kindergarten, pre-prep. I have no idea. I haven't even looked at it. I don't know what it's called. But he'd be like the youngest in his year anyway. So I'm not looking at him going to like school until the year after next. What's that? 2028. So I've got time to think about it and figure it out. I've thought about a tutor like to come here and then we do like extracurricular activities throughout the week. I don't know. It's up in the air. And then I had one last parenting question here and it was all around what our sleep looks like, our sleep routine, and who we used as a sleep consultant. So if you didn't know, when Rui was born, I think most first-time parents go through this, but We struggled so much with his sleep. He did not sleep. He was waking up like 8 times a night. It was horrendous. Dr. Golly's online course when he was newborn, which really helped and taught me like I was not burping him correctly after feeding him, so he had a sore tummy. But then when he was about 11 months old, it had been like, oh my God, months of him waking up 8 times a night, and I was just at my wit's end, like so sleep deprived. So I seeked out a sleep consultant referred to us by family member who used her like before the baby was born. So she came and helped set up the nursery in terms of like what not to have on the walls, what's distracting, what's not like relevant. Learned so much about things like paintings on the wall, really dangerous if they're on top of the crib, like hanging things from the roof makes them stay awake longer because it's distracting. Like, learned so many things from our family member about that. And then she was there to support them with teaching, I guess, like teaching them what's like all the sleep routines and stuff like that. So when Rui was 11 months, we reached out to her. Her name's Michelle. She's from Parents to Be. She is booked and busy, so it was not going to be something we could do one-on-one, which I really wanted and I thought I needed. I was like, no, my child is broken. Like, I need someone to come here and watch what he does. But she was like, I assure you, I can help you through email. So I opted for the email service, which was because I was desperate, and also it was the only thing that was available because she's so busy. And in one email, she figured it out. I was dressing him inappropriately, like he wasn't warm enough at night. I felt so bad. And then I wasn't feeding him enough protein before bed, and there was just like all these other things. So I'm not kidding you. The day I got the email, I tried all the things she mentioned, and it worked. And I've used her twice since then, because like as he's gotten older, different things have happened where it's like he's regressed and he's sleeping. But in saying that, I will definitely be having Michelle on the books when I have my second, like before I even give birth. I will be booking her in, so I have her in advance, because she is that amazing. And yeah, now he's nearly 4, and I have to be really honest. So when we transitioned him out of his crib, he just kept walking out because he had total freedom. So ever since he's been in like a big boy bed, we've co-slept, which means like he goes to bed in his bed. I read him 2 books. We have a little chit chat about his day. I love doing bedtime. So like that is like my most favorite time of the day. And I lay with him until he falls asleep, which if he hasn't had a nap, he'll fall asleep within like 10, 15 minutes. If he has a nap in the day somehow, like in the car or something, it screws me. I'm there for ages. Like he won't fall asleep till like 9. But yeah, bedtime, we hop into bed at 6 p.m. and he's usually asleep before 7 by the time I've read the books and we've had a chat. We've laid there for a bit and had cuddles and all the things. And then he sneaks into our bed most nights. Maybe like 5 times a week, he'll sleep in our bed. Like he'll come in at about 3 a.m. and I love it. I don't care. I don't want him out. So I'm kind of like, you can stay here and we can have all the cuddles. And he likes sleep talks and stuff. So I'm just like, I have no problem with co-sleeping. Matt and I still get our time like at night because he's falling asleep in his bed. And then I get his cuddles like on waking up. And I feel like I get best of both worlds. When we expand our family sometime next year, that'll probably have to change. But not my problem right now. I'll cross that bridge when I get there. That is future Shani's problem. But that is the AMA on my parenting life, family life. I love the questions, and I'll definitely do another question box at the beginning of next month. If you have any more questions you'd love to have me answer, more than happy to. So make sure you look out for that. If you're in my broadcast channel on Instagram, I will always remind the, I know sometimes like algorithms and things are weird and you don't see them. So I'll always post the question box in the broadcast channel so that if you're a part of that, it's free, by the way, you'll get notified that there's a question box AMA there, and I'll either answer it on my stories or I will answer it on the podcast. So thank you so much for joining me today, and I will see you in the next AMA series. Have a beautiful day. Bye.
Wait, wait, wait. wait, before you go, can I share something crazy with you? So our statistics tell us that 83% of you listening right now don't actually follow the show. And so I wanted to extend the invite. If you loved this episode and took some value away, please do go ahead and hit subscribe or follow to the show on whichever platform you're listening on. It really does make such a huge difference and really helps to support the show. And if you're on Spotify, I wanted to extend the invite to head on over to the Q&A section below. Let's continue the conversation. I would love to hear and read what you have to say, and I always reply. Speaking of connection, I'd also love for you to come and say hello over on Instagram. My handle is at Shani Peach, and it's where I show up the most. I share raw behind the scenes, and it's really where our community comes alive. So I'd love to invite you along. I read every single message that pops into my inbox, and I reply to all of them. So tell me what resonated from today's episode, because I would genuinely love to hear from you. And if you're new here and wanting to dive deeper into some work, our most listened to and shared episodes are episode 2 on nurturing your relationship with money, episode 3 on unlocking the power of your vision, and episode 4, it's all about surrendering to the how and trusting that things will unfold perfectly in divine timing for you. These episodes have transformed so many lives, so if you haven't listened yet, go back and start there. Episode 2, 3, and 4. I have also created a whole library of free resources for you over at shanithompson.com. I'll pop the link in the show notes below. I've got free workshops, guided meditations, and tools to support you on your growth journey. Everything is there waiting for you. And last but not least, we are running a competition right now. Once we hit 100 reviews, I am gifting a limited edition Beats by Dre by Kimi K earbuds to one lucky listener. To be in the running, simply leave a review on either Spotify or Apple Podcasts. Okay, that's it. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you for listening. Thank you for sharing this with anyone who you feel would really resonate with the message. And just thank you for being part of this journey with me. I genuinely love being in your ears. I'll see you on the next episode. Bye.